Tunisia trades one dictator for another. No one notices as the Nigerian church suffers, and a gospel video finds the secret to going viral. These are just some of the headlines on today's edition of Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Ruth Kramer. Protesters are storming in Tunisia, the original spark of the Arab Spring. Sadly, many of the countries caught up in that revolution merely traded one dictator for another. Greg Musselman is a spokesman for the Voice of the Martyrs Canada. He says Egypt's turmoil might actually help Tunisia.
For the ruling party at this point to see what's happened in Egypt, they're trying to calculate, well, how far do you push? Do you really push hard and have the same thing happen that happened, with the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt, or do you try to have some compromise?
While the uproar is political, if it turns to violence, it almost always becomes religious. And at the other end of the fist, usually the Christians.
Pray for our brothers and sisters in Tunisia that they can give the hope that many of these Muslims are not seeing, and that they will also be strong and not be pushed into a corner where they would become irrelevant and not share the good news of Christ.
Right now, things are tense but peaceful. We're going to pray it stays that way. Will you join us? We've got some other ideas at our website. Next, believers in northeast Nigeria are reeling after Islamic militants killed their pastor and his son and set fire to the church building. Dr. David Curry, president and CEO of Open Doors USA, points to a rising tide of persecution.
We have situations in the last 3 weeks in Iraq, in Syria, in Pakistan, and now last night in northern Nigeria, where people are targeting believers. My greatest concern is that there won't be any pressure to follow up on this attack, because attack after attack on Christians seems to go by the wayside.
A free prayer kit from Open Doors will help you get involved. We'll connect you at missionnetworknews.org. Want to pray right now?
Pray for safety of people who want to worship Jesus, who want to simply call themselves followers of Christ.
This is Mission Network News. Matthew 24 says the end will come when the gospel is preached to all nations. Joe Klass partners with the Jesus Film Project. He says the VAST technique is helping them spread the gospel more quickly.
Even if you go in simply to translate the film, Jesus, you're forced to take maybe upwards to 2 years or more, given processes that were used traditionally. The VAST program allows that period of time to be greatly compressed. So we're taking the number of hours that are spent over a couple of years and compressing them into 6 weeks.
Now imagine wanting to share the gospel with someone, but they don't speak English. By sharing the Jesus Film app with them, they can hear about Christ in their heart language. And thanks to the VAST technique, more interactions like this can take place. You can put the Jesus Film app on your phone or device through a link at our website. Meanwhile, Russian Ministries wants to light a fire under the gospel movement among Georgia's youth. They've got a $75,000 match on to fund three scripture projects. One of them is the Georgian New Testament in modern language. It'll include the personal stories of young Georgians whose lives were changed by Christ. It'll be a powerful tool for outreach. Want to help ignite Russian Ministries' impact in the former Soviet Union? We'll connect you at our website. And what makes a video go viral? The YouTube video, Does God Love Me?, still has people talking. Ron Hutchcraft Ministries made this gospel video over a year ago, and now the views have passed 1.5 million. With your support, more videos like this can spread the gospel online. And pray that more people share this video with their unreached friends. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University. Now, storytelling is effectively reaching the unreached with the gospel. Scriptures in Use wants you to see it in action with a free copy of the Man of Peace DVD. It's storytelling success in India. It takes a closer look at the community in India where storytelling and oral communication are the cultural norms to pass on community values. Call us at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.